You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Henry Lake to get the latest with the Minnesota Vikings as they have released Dalvin Cook. Lake, how you doing, my guy?
I'm doing well, man. Just getting ready for work a little bit later to do my show, and I'm doing a quick meet and greet Q&A with Maya Moore, the GOAT of women's basketball.
Absolutely, man. Happy to have you on today, man. Let's start with this. What's the fan reaction today to losing one of the better running backs in the National Football League?
I think the fans here are a little bit torn on it because I feel like Minnesota fans, we knew for quite some time that they were moving on from Dalvin Cook. Like, it was – the writing was on the wall when they re-signed Alexander Mattison, and they made that decision, you know, over a month ago, a couple of months ago, actually, that they were going to roll with him into the future. Now, is Alexander Mattison a guy that you look at and you say he's an every-down back and he's going to be able to get the job done at the same level that Dalvin Cook did? Not sure. We'll see how that plays out. But I think that there are some Vikings fans that are a little bit in the mindset of, okay, this means we're absolutely rebuilding. We're absolutely moving into a new direction of Minnesota Vikings football. And quite frankly, C-Dot, I think the Vikings have moved too soon on Dalvin Cook. I think that Dalvin Cook still has something in the tank, and I think that he, wherever he goes, is going to have a good, you know, next season or next couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think he still has something left in the tank, too. I'm going to be curious just when he got released. You and I both know those big money deals, those normally come in March and April. It's kind of hard to get that contract at this point in the season. Are you where the rest of us are? Is that he's going to probably end up playing for the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But you never know who wants to, like, jump into the fray and acquire a guy at that position. I mean, when you look at Dalvin Cook, his versatility is his number one thing, but I think that the downside to Dalvin Cook is if you acquire Dalvin Cook, he's more than likely going to miss a game or two. That's the way it's been. Like, that shoulder, there's still question marks about the shoulder. His durability has always kind of been in question, but when he's right, man, he is one of the best backs in the league, in my opinion, still. He still has that breakaway speed. He can still get it done. He's an every down back. But I think that more than anything, one of the biggest things about this, and is playing a factor into the Dalvin Cook situation, aside from Alexander Mattison, is we all know this. Justin Jefferson is about to get paid. Justin Jefferson is about to be the highest paid wide receiver, arguably maybe in the history of the National Football League. So it's been really, really quiet on that front, and I think that's specifically for this reason.
It's funny we say that about Dalvin Cook. That certainly is the perception. But, I mean, for the last 4 years, he's had at least 300 touches in a season. I mean, that's a fair expectation, I think, for a guy who has been a pretty consistent number one running back. You're right. I mean, last season was the only year in his career that he's played in every game of the regular season. But outside of that, it was 13 games, 14 games, 10 games. He certainly has dealt with injury. But I think any team that gets him, he's a guy that you can count on. He's going to touch the ball about 275 times, and he's probably going to have about 1,300 yards from scrimmage. That's one of the most productive backs in the league.
Yeah, no question. Look, clearly, C-Dot, we're on the same page with Dalvin Cook. I think that Dalvin Cook is going to be very productive for whatever team acquires him for the next couple of years. I really do believe that the Minnesota Vikings have moved on from Dalvin Cook 1 year ahead. I believe he should have came back for another season, but they felt like, you know, with Justin Jefferson's contract situation and with the salary cap hell that the Minnesota Vikings are in, that they're just going to go ahead and bite the bullet right now and try to move on.
Really quick question. Last question. We'll get you out of here, Lake, and we appreciate your time. Are you guys worried about the Lions? Because I think everybody outside of the NFC North has already sort of made them the winners of that division, but Minnesota actually won the division last year and won 13 games. Are you guys worried about the Lions?
No. Me personally, I'm not worried about the Lions. Everybody's talking about the Lions, but it's the Lions. Like, until the Lions can really actually prove that they're willing to step up and be the franchise that people think that they are going to be, I'm not buying into the Lions, man. They need to worry about who's betting in the facility. How about they deal with that before we start talking about what the Lions going to do? Doesn't it seem like it's set up for the Lions to ultimately just be who they've always been, a team that when you think that they're going to get over the hump, they find a way to screw it up? That's how I feel about the Detroit Lions. And until they prove me wrong, that's just how I'm going to operate looking at them. They're talented. I know that Jameson Williams is going to miss the first six games because of the scandal. But we'll see how things shake out with them.
Actually, I lied. Like, I got one final question here. You guys have a pass rusher, Danielle Hunter. He could potentially be available. What's the latest on him? Is he going to get traded? Is he going to get outright released? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, that's an interesting situation there because, like I mentioned, the salary cap situation that the Vikings are in, they're always trying to look to curb and cut some money. I think that they might move on. He's had a little bit of an issue with the neck that kept him out for an entire season a couple of years ago. When he's healthy, he's as good as you're going to find. But I think the issue with Danielle Hunter is that he needs somebody that's extremely stout and athletic on that defensive line to really make him super effective coming off that edge and coming off the line. And I think that if a team like the Kansas City Chiefs went after Danielle Hunter, with Chris Jones on that line, oh, my gosh. You can call it. Hey, man, you go ahead and just hand over the trophy because I think Danielle Hunter, he definitely sort of gets you another 12 or 13 sack season.
That is our guy, Henry Lake, joining us on the show today to get us the latest with the Minnesota Vikings as the Vikings have parted ways with Dalvin Cook, and it seems like he is going to go play for the Miami Dolphins. Lake, I appreciate you, man.
It's all good, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.